Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 142, verses 1 and 2. David wrote, "I cry out to the Lord. I plead for the Lord's mercy. I pour out my complaints before him and tell him all my troubles." This psalm was written by David as he reflected on the experience of hiding from his enemies in a cave. This happened on two occasions. Firstly, in Adullam, and secondly, in En-Gedi. On both occasions, he was being threatened by King Saul, who was eager to kill him. There's no way of knowing which occasion he was thinking about when he wrote this psalm, but it doesn't matter. What is clear is that he was under extreme pressure and needed help. In his despair, he cried out to the Lord, knowing that God knew the whole story. The words of the African-American spiritual song, "Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen," sums up David's experience very well, together with his conviction that the person who does know everything is the Lord. We're often inclined to bottle up our fears and worries. We don't like to trouble other people with them, recognizing that they might well have bigger problems than ours. But it's good and right that we should pour out our concerns to the Lord. Through the centuries, God's people have done just that. When St. Francis of Assisi died in 1226, he had this particular psalm on his lips. 200 years later, as the philosopher Heinrich Heine neared his death, he said, "It's a great blessing to know that there is someone in heaven to whom I can complain. It's a wonderful relief to whine the list of my sufferings." There are times when we all have things we need to get off our chests, and we should remember that the Lord is well able to receive all our complaints. We may have a picture of God as someone who is so remote that he could never be concerned about our personal problems. But that's not the God of the Bible. He consistently shows both his intimate knowledge and complete love of us. If you've nothing to complain about, then rejoice. But if you do have something to complain about, you can be sure that the Lord is always ready to listen to you. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you're always willing to listen to us, even when we have lots of problems and complaints. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.